You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about ordinary, everyday experiences that I go through and how I've learned to use them to drive better results and better impacts in my life. This week, I want to talk about blocking out the noise. This week's theme came to me when I was sitting in my office and I was trying to work through some things on a conference call and a Zoom call, and I just kept feeling like I was getting distracted by everything that was going on, and so I did the natural thing that I think many people do, is I went and I shut my door. And as I shut my door, I kind of chuckled to myself, thinking about, man, there is a lot of other stuff going on in the office. And it really is amazing how quickly that can distract you from the things that you need to get done. And then I went back to my call and I was able to finish up in 5 or 10 minutes compared to the 5 or 10 minutes that we'd been spinning our wheels before that. And that moment just stuck with me as I started thinking about how many times in life and in other things that we're trying to do we get to the point where we are just spinning our wheels because we haven't learned or haven't built a process or haven't found that easy step to do, like closing an office door, to block out the noise and focus on resolving what the real issue is and block out the noise that will distract you from what your real goal, objective that you're trying to accomplish is. And so as I was thinking about it, I just really wanted to spend some time digging into ways that I can block out the noise and that you can block out the noise that's going around you in your life to drive to those better results that you're looking for. And so as I was thinking through this and writing some notes down to myself, one of the things that I realized is the biggest sources of noise in my life is people sharing their opinions about what I should be doing, what the company should be doing, what they should be doing, and just hearing that outside perspective often. And whether that's in the workday, there's people who say, I think this, I think that, why don't you this, why don't you that? And there are 1,000 things that can pull you in different directions. And in work, I've gotten pretty good at being able to tune out those things and prioritize what are the things that I know really drive the biggest impacts at work and drive to the best results for the company and for myself. And I'm able to focus on what those things are that really matter and push those things aside when other people come to me with those distractions, to be able to block out that noise and focus on the thing that I know I need to get done. However, when it comes to my personal life, that is a skill that I haven't honed and worked on nearly as much. And it's something that I find myself more often than I'd like to admit getting sidetracked or distracted by noise that's coming from other people asking for things, looking for things, sharing their perspectives, showing things to me that they think are interesting, telling me their path, their method. And all of that stuff is maybe interesting, maybe useful, maybe things that I can learn from and extract some tips and pointers and direction from. But if I'm always changing my direction based off of what other people tell me or share that they think that I should do, then all that I'm going to do is spin my wheels and never get traction on what my real goal is, which is to advance myself and my dreams and my goals and the good of the world around me. And if I'm just turning all the time, every time that I hear some distraction, my head comes up from what I'm doing, I look around and then I refocus and I go back to it. I shake my head and I turn back to what I'm doing. And then another noise, another somebody saying, well, why don't you this? And so where I am learning that I need to focus is what got me going on this path that I'm going on now. And I think that's a great tip that I've learned to execute in my professional career and that I think you can also use if you haven't developed that skill in your professional career or in your personal life, like me, that you can use to say, what got me going on this today? What got me started on this project? If I know at work that there's something that has to get done because I can see the impact that it's going to have to the business and to what's going on, or if I know that there's an objective that I really want to get accomplished and in my personal life, and that's something that wakes me up in the morning and gets me going and keeps me motivated, that's the thing that got me started. And that's the thing that I know I need to keep my focus on no matter what other distractions or sidetracks come around. And anything that isn't going to push that, isn't going to get me closer to that, I need to be able to close the door on in my office. I need to be able to block that out, block out that noise, and stay focused on what the real important things are. And that's something that I've also observed is very common in many businesses, that they get started by doing something very well. They provide a service a little bit better than anybody else does. They provide a product that's a little bit more efficient, a little bit more user-friendly, or a little bit more cost-effective. Whatever their competitive advantage is, there's something that they do provide, make, whatever, that is what got them started and built a company or an enterprise that allows for success going forward. And then you see it very often is that people lose track of that core focus because they keep hearing those things from aside, those things that are a little bit cooler of an enterprise, a little bit sexier of an idea, a little bit bigger of a scale than something that maybe the business is ready for. And when the business gets distracted by those things, I'm not saying that you shouldn't learn and grow and continue to develop your business practices and continue to become something different. But when all of those things pull your attention away from your core objective, what is that thing that got you going? That's where the trouble really comes into play. And that happens in professional careers, that happens in businesses as they're going forward, and that happens in personal life all the time, that it's so easy to get distracted by whatever that flashy thing is, by something that's an external voice, an external perspective, pushing you into something, pulling you into something, and drawing your attention away from the thing that got you motivated, got you going to begin with. And in your professional career, that's going to mean that you miss important deadlines. That's going to mean that you don't get work done in as well as you would otherwise be able to. That's going to mean that you're going to do 60% on 100% of the work instead of 100% on just the things that are really important. In your personal life, that's going to leave you feeling frustrated and shut out from accomplishing the things that you really want to get done because you're turning your attention towards 1,000 other things that probably don't matter nearly as much. Those are the things that are going to make it so when you go to bed, you feel just a little bit anxious about not getting the things done that you wanted to get done. All of a sudden, those 10 things that you started working on are flashing back into your mind, and now all of a sudden you can't sleep, or you sleep and you wake up, you know, restless in the middle of the night or very early in the morning because you have so many things on your mind that are just incomplete and only partially focused on, and you're pulled in 1,000 different directions, and it's impossible to drive real success like that. And in businesses, what can happen is you lose track of your core focus, and instead of doing your basic business very, very well and finding better ways to improve that and provide that good or service, and then growing incrementally from your core focus, going from that bullseye on the target and expanding out. Now, all of a sudden, if you think of a dartboard, instead of shooting bullseye and then just outside the bullseye and then going to the triple score and all the way out, now you're going from bullseye to now you're going to shoot a one and then you're going to shoot a 13 and then somebody's going to call your attention. You're going to go grab a beer at the bar and then you're going to come back and now you're throwing a bunch of darts. And it could be so easy to be missing the real thing that's going to drive the success for your business going forward. And that's the way that if we don't learn how to block out the noise in our careers, in our personal lives, in our businesses, we're going to miss out on the best possible outcomes that we can achieve. Now, the other thing that I want to be sure that I talk about is just because you're blocking out the noise doesn't mean that you don't hear anything else other than your own perspective. If you're going to be blocking out the noise and making sure that you're staying focused on your core objectives, you also have to make sure that you keep an awareness to never be so sure that you're right, that you don't consider any of those other ideas, that you don't consider changing your mind, changing your perspective, because the great next step for your life, your business, your career may be one small change away. What I'm saying by blocking out the noise is don't turn your head, don't turn your whole focus every time that you hear something. And remember, what is the main objective of what you're trying to accomplish? If you are a business that makes shirts, you want to make the best shirt for the lowest cost that the most people are interested in buying that you possibly can. So what you want to do is you want to listen for those things, listen for those cues. What's coming from the market? What can I do differently with my shirts? How can I save on materials or provide a better quality material for a lower cost? Those are all the things that you want to hear, those things, and learn and listen. And maybe you find out that shirts are going out of style completely and you want to shift to jackets. And that's fine as long as you listen and you remember what your core focus is to create and build a single project that people want, there's a high demand for, that you are going to do to the best of your possible ability, and you're going to grow and change one incremental step at a time without going, today I'm going to make shirts, now today I'm going to make jackets, now today I'm going to make pants, now today I'm going to make shoes. Hey, you know what? Shoes go on roads. Let's learn about asphalt and start putting down tracks, because that will drive demand for our shoes, which will drive demand for our shorts. All of those things, maybe that makes sense down the road. And if you take each step along the way and you block out all of those distractions while you're focused on that next step, because you have a core goal of becoming a universal supplier of everything from roads to t-shirts in a running business, that, you know, that's fine, but don't get distracted by turning your attention to building roads when your real focus is on selling t-shirts. And the same thing in personal life, that if you really want to lose weight, that the thing that you need to do is you need to focus on what's one step, what's the next step. I can restrict my calorie intake. I can exercise. I can stop drinking beers. I can stop eating fried food. I can take steps that are very in line with what that goal is. But if I say I want to look better and you use that as your motivation, and you're saying, okay, I'm going to diet today, I'm going to buy new clothes tomorrow, and then I'm going to diet again the next day, and then I'm going to do some crazy fad, and then I'm going to go to the gym for a while, and then I'm going to do something else, and then next thing you know, you're nowhere closer to where you want to be. You feel bad for not going to the gym, for not wearing your new clothes because they don't fit anymore because you took that step too quickly. You're going to just feel bad about all of these things that you haven't gotten done, or you could feel that way. And And the only thing that you really needed to do is stay focused on, I want to lose weight because that will make me healthier and better able to enjoy the life that I have. And taking incremental steps along the way, listen to the people who are the trainers. Listen to the people who can help you along the way. Hear those tips. Hear those tricks for snacks that will satisfy a craving when you want to eat something that's bad for you. For workouts that will help you be able to burn a bunch of calories in a shorter amount of time in the morning that you'll be able to get to with minimal equipment. All of those things are great, and you should be listening. Never be so sure that your path is the right path that you aren't willing to hear and learn and grow. But don't get so distracted by all of the different things that can turn your attention away from what your core goal is. And the same thing in your career. If you know that you want to become an executive in a manufacturing business, study manufacturing businesses. Study the financing that goes into those businesses. Find out what material balance models look like, and get better and more skilled at what steps you need to take in order to get there. Find out what the next step in your career could look like. Find out who you could find as a mentor who can help guide you through those next steps, and take all of those steps that you need to in order to get to where you want to be. But if you say, I want to be an executive in a manufacturing business, and then you say, oh, but tech pays great money, or, oh, the insurance industry looks great, or, you know, all of the things that could turn your attention to away from what your core focus is, you know, there's no reason to hear somebody outside of your life be like, oh, well, you know, the manufacturing is dying, so you should go do something else. Or, hey, you know, why don't you get into consulting, because consulting can give you a broad spectrum insight into a bunch of different things in the business. There's a lot of things that could come as distractions that will keep you from focusing on what is my core goal and how am I going to get closer to achieving that goal. And those are the moments that we need to make sure that we're shutting our office door and we're refocusing on what the core objective is. We're blocking out the noise of everything that's around us, not caring about what somebody else thinks that we should do, not caring about what maybe they believe will work best for me because that's what they think my personality type is, not what somebody else tells me is the new cool fad in business that's going to help me make different business decisions, but just knowing who I am, what my core objective is, where I'm trying to get to, and how to block out all of the noise that's going to distract me from accomplishing those goals. Thanks for listening to my podcast this week. I appreciate you checking me out. If you like anything that I said today, you want to hear more about me and what I might have to say, check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. Feel free to reach out, ask any questions that you might have. And remember, stay focused, know who you are, know where you're trying to get to, and don't pay attention to anybody who tells you anything different.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.